Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Well, if I had a drum, I would do a drum roll because we're all so excited here to have Candace Jordan, the one and only correspondent for the After Hours show, back on the air. Candace, how are you?
I am wonderful, and I have missed you, Rick. Haven't you missed me, too?
I have. We all have. Krista, Brett, everybody here, this whole, and all the people listening to you now. Yeah, it's the nature of modern radio, sweetie. It's the nature of modern radio.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear your voice and glad to be back.
Okay, has it been one of the things, we talked here and there during the holidays about things going on. February, and tell me I'm wrong. Candace Jordan, February is traditionally a dead month for all sorts of activities because it's cold, it's snowy sometimes, and it's, but am I wrong?
Well, you are wrong. You're only wrong because...
As usual, yes, as usual.
It's this year that's different. Every year in the past, it's always been January and February, both dead, slow months, nothing for me to write about it. But this year, January had zero things going, and February has been packed to the gills.
Wow. Why is that?
Yeah.
Why is
that? I have no idea. I mean, you start off with, one of the things that people look forward to in Chicago, and it's a free event, is, Grant DePorter's Harry Carey and Harold Ramis celebration. And I mean, you've been there before.
I've been there. This is only the third annual he's done. And
yes, exactly. And it is so much fun. And it kind of kicks off the whole month of February. And there, after that event, follows all kinds of things. But this one was brand new and something different. And not only was it a celebration of Harold Ramis, it was also a nod to Animal House, his first screenplay and movie.
Yeah.
And they had six of the cast members that flew in from across the country to participate. I mean, and the Harry, Chicago Harry, the live groundhog predicted spring coming.
A little girl from DuPo, Illinois. You believe that? You believe that?
Yes.
You believe in the groundhog?
Yes, I do believe in groundhogs. I talked to the guy who owns this little groundhog, and his name is not really Chicago Harry. His name is Tooch. But the guy told me, I said, is it hard to train these little things, just to come out of a hole or do whatever? And he says, they're like the Tasmanian devils of North America. He said, they're really vicious. So, and he had scratches up and down his arm to prove it, but it was a fun event. Everybody was there, lots of politicians and lots of celebrities and a lot of people you would have known, Rick. It was so much fun.
Well, the great thing about it is, Harold Ramis was one of the great and most talented human beings to ever call this area home, and he stayed here when he could have moved to Hollywood and sadly got sick and died very prematurely. So was it mostly a celebration, Candace Jordan, of Harold himself? What was the name? Tell me about...
And 2 years ago, Alderman Brendan Riley and Brian Hopkins declared February 2nd Harold Ramis Day in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So this event is held every year on this day for that reason. And yes, mainly it is a celebration of Harold Ramis' life. But they kind of twisted the script and they introduced some these characters and these cast members from National Lampoon's Animal House to come in and also pay tribute to Harold. And they all had funny stories about working with him, and I mean, it was a love fest. It was really a wonderful, wonderful day in Chicago. And anybody could have come. I mean, it was absolutely free to the public.
And what else? Did they serve food there?
Well, you could buy food. It wasn't that free.
No free drinks. Who spoke? Who were the people from? Everybody used to have a crush on Tim Matheson or whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah. Well, this is so true. I hate to admit this, but I have not seen Animal House. But all
ever?
My friends that were
wait
there.
Wait a minute.
No,
wait a minute.
Never. Okay.
You've never seen Animal House?
Okay, no.
What kind of a life have you lived? Well, what a sheltered life, Candace.
I've been very sheltered, but you mentioned Tim Matheson, and my girlfriends who were there were going crazy over this guy. I mean, they were trying to sidle up to him to get photos, and he served as a master of ceremonies. And he's a nice enough looking guy. I mean, I wouldn't have lost my mind over him, but...
Think of what he looked like 20 years ago when the movie you didn't see.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not living in the past. I only see
that's
it
the spirit.
Present.
That's a spirit.
Yeah,
Candace.
But let's see. Let me see who else was there. Pam Casper, who was a longtime assistant to Harold Ramis, was one of the co-chairs.
Uh-huh.
And they had let's see. Wait a minute. James Widows. Do you know who he was? He
sure.
He wore his original Delta president headdress, and there was Peter Reigert, Martha Smith. Who Martha Smith, by the way, was a Playboy centerfold.
Really?
Yeah, and she was in the movie, and I got to talk to her a little bit, and she still looks fabulous.
See, so one Playboy centerfold was in the movie, and another Playboy centerfold didn't even see the movie. That's very interesting, Candace Jordan.
That's
very, very interesting. But is the idea that this is going to continue on Groundhog Day, to continue to be a celebration of Harold, but even get bigger and bigger and more involved, do you think?
Grant is a master showman, as you know. He's
true.
Like the P.T. Barnum of the restaurant world.
Yep.
And so I am absolutely positive that every single year he will figure out a way to grow this and make it more exciting. Because it was more exciting this year. It was a different twist to it. And, you know, our friends from Eli's Cheesecake, you know, they supplied...
Mark and Maureen Showman, of course.
Yeah, and Mark and Maureen. And they supplied an Eat Me cake, which was apparently inspired by the film. It was a float or something in the film. Do you remember that?
An Animal House? No. But I think they should make a cheesecake in the shape of a groundhog, don't you?
Well, that would have been cute, yeah. But this was like a prop from the movie, so they made it according to that. But I agree, it should have been a groundhog.
Well, it sure sounds like January and February are really big, yes.
In truth, Rick, I guess I would have had more fun if I'd seen the movie.
Maybe.
But anyway,
it's a strange movie. It is the coming out party for the great John Belushi.
The other thing that seems to
take up a lot of at least a lot of TV time and self promotional TV time is the auto show.
I, for one,
I've been to auto shows. I for one don't care.
Well, I feel kind of the same way. I think if you've been to one, you've been to them all.
Yeah.
I'm not into cars, but I will tell you that this year's show had lots of different elements than just fabulous, fancy cars. I mean, you could adopt a pet there. They had a craft beer drinking contest, and they had a racetrack for little bitty kids that had these little replica race cars that you could drive around. Huh. I mean, they had a kid zone. They had a luxury super luxury car gallery that had rare Maseratis and Lotuses and Aston Martins and Bentleys and Rolls Royces. And so, there's really something truly for everyone. And that's the way they've changed up this auto show to make it inclusive for, not just people that love cars, but people that are going with the people who love cars to the show.
Right. But
that's through the 16th of February. And they have 1,000 vehicles there, over 1 million square feet.
Well,
I walked every inch of it.
It doesn't lack for promotion on TV and everywhere else, but not my cup of tea. What is the first? And Candace Jordan is on the phone with me, and we are bringing her back with some regularity now that the show is back with some regularity.
Yay.
What is First Bites Bash?
Well, that was the kickoff event for Chicago Restaurant Week, and they had 1,800 people at the Field Museum, and it was another sellout. Everything these days is a sold-out event, and they had 70 restaurants that participated, and they also, it was a record-breaking Chicago Restaurant Week that ended just today. And this event benefited No Kid Hungry, and the mayor was there giving out the check, and they had tastings from all the major restaurants, the Art Smith's Reunion, and everything you can think of, and it was jam-packed, but it was for a great cause. And it was every year it seems to get bigger and bigger. So I don't know where they're going to put it next. They're going to have to be in Soldier Field, I guess.
Candace Jordan, what are you doing for Valentine's? Valentine's Day is a huge, huge Chicago, nationwide, international explosion of something. And like mostly it's like, give someone a flower. Anything interesting happening?
Well, every year at this time, I go to the Service Club of Chicago's Valentine's Day Tea. It's at the Ritz on February 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And, I sent this information to talk about it, but the event sold out, so nobody could go. But I'll report on it.
Well, no, that's okay. I mean, people like to get a sense of what's going on out there, even if they can't go.
Oh, yeah, and they do great things. You know, they
what do they do?
For other nonprofits in the city. And the girls are all dressed to the nines, all in red. And it's really a festive event, and it's a wonderful day. And you know, last night was another wonderful night
what?
I've got to tell you about.
What?
I went to Neil Zucker's incredible 60th birthday party. Now, you know Neil
Tell
Zucker's
people, I know who he is. Tell people who
you know
Neil
who
Zucker
he
is.
Yeah. He's a president and CEO of Chicago's largest all-union window washing company, and he's the son of the famous late sports agent Steve Zucker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably one of the most beloved philanthropists in Chicago. And he had a birthday party at the casino. Might have been one of the best parties I've been to in forever. I mean,
really?
Everybody who was anybody.
You have been. You have been to. You have been to 43,284
yes.
parties too. It's
and
unbelievable.
That's why this is so amazing.
Okay, what was amazing?
The governor and MK were there. There were lots of politicians. Richard Boykin, who's running for Congress
yeah.
in the 7th, was there. Alexi Janulius, Grant DePorter, Les Coney, Alpana Singh, Linda Johnson Rice was there. Charlie Mills from Midline, and Rich Melman, and Beth Heller was there, and Grant DePorter was there, and everybody was there. It was absolutely packed to the gills with people you knew. I mean, it was so much fun, and it was so elegant. Vince Hart, a friend of mine, is the event designer, and he had Valentino red roses everywhere. With silver candelabra. I mean, the room looked spectacular.
What was
the
event? Did people wish him a happy birthday? Did people make speeches?
Yeah, it was his birthday party. It was his own birthday party. He gave a very moving, very emotional speech. And his partner, Marco Inglenza, gave a talk. And Neil's mother got up and said something sweet. The governor said something sweet. I mean, this guy is so beloved. It's unbelievable. But his party, and I've been to many of his parties, and everyone seems to outdo the last one. And
wow.
He's really particular about details, and it was absolutely amazing.
Was there any entertainment, so to speak, there?
Well, you know, I think there was because there was an after party, but I had to get home at 7 o'clock, so I couldn't stay to see what happened. But
yeah, who's
I'm
at the
sure
after party? Oh, Elton John, who cares? Yeah.
Lady
Gaga, who cares? Taylor Swift is singing? Who cares? I'm tired.
I was tired, yes. I admit it. So I missed that part. But I'm going to write about it so everybody will know all the details.
You know, one of the things, as you've noticed, and you've even mentioned it as we've been talking, is you are likely to see more and more politicians showing up at your events, don't you think? Because
100% correct,
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And I've got some favorites, and so I'm going to be helping those people. And definitely.
But there's nothing wrong with you. One of your big favorites is Maria Pappas.
Maria Pappas,
the inexhaustible Maria Pappas.
She was out of town, or else she would have been at the party, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I like Richard Boykin in the 7th, because I'm in the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And God, there's a field of 12 people, so, you know, but he's a standout, in my opinion. And, you know, you're right. There's a lot of politicians that will be showing up, right?
So what are you, Candace Jordan, you're going to be on with some consistency now that the show's back to some consistency. What are you looking forward to? What I'm always interested in is what's new on the philanthropic front, on the party front. What is new? Because, you know, many of these places and organizations have been doing what they do, and it's all good work, and I'm happy for it for years. Yeah. For years,
right?
What do you find new at the philanthropy or social or entertainment scene?
Well, it's not so much what I find new, but it's what I'm looking forward to that's coming up soon.
Okay,
and that one of the things would be the Giordano Dance Chicago's Big Studio 63 Gala, because this year it honors people you know, Lee and Sandy Gollum.
Sure,
and I mean you'll get a glimpse at two world premieres. And the event will benefit the Dancers Fund on February 21st, and that's almost sold out, and I'm really looking forward to that party.
Why do you think, you've mentioned too, just in the short conversation we've had, many of these things are selling out. Does this mean people are freer with their discretionary money and are willing to fill up these many events that are going on?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and
Well, thank you.
Truly,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Truly, all the events that I've mentioned recently, just now, have all been sellouts. I mean, it's the first biggest restaurant week. It's the first biggest Jean Baché Awards. I mean, you know, the Chicago Auto Show couldn't have squeezed another person in there. So I don't know if it's that people are making more money or if they've decided to focus on the charities that mean the most to them. And I have no idea, but it's certainly a wonderful, wonderful trend, and I hope it continues.
Have you been, I must ask, have you been to the new Carmine's reopened near the corner of Rush and Bellevue? Have you been there yet?
Well, you know, we were invited to the opening, and sadly we did not go, but we certainly will be going. And everything that I've heard from people that have been there is that it's absolutely fabulous. Same spectacular food and a beautiful ambiance. Apparently there's a lot of, you know, gleaming wood, and, mm-hmm. and it's just, have you been?
Yes, unbelievably. I scoop Candace Jordan, but I won't talk about it.
Then, Rick.
I won't
tell
talk
me.
About it, nor will I write about it. I will wait to hear from you. Because I don't want to sound stupid. I beat Candace Jordan to some party and blah, blah. How is Chuck?
Chuck is doing great. You know, he missed Neil Zucker's party, though, because, you know, we did walk all those millions of miles at the auto show.
Before. Yeah, wow.
Right, so I gave him a little rest. He was happy to have it. But once I told him about how fabulous the party was, he was sorry to miss it. But, he's absolutely fine. He's watching the Super Bowl.
Good.
And, and we're going to have chili. He made some great chili. We're going to have chili tonight for dinner. So all is right in my world.
Are you very excited to see Bad Bunny perform? Been waiting for that.
Whoever people want to have in the thing. I'm only watching the Super Bowl for the commercials.
You want Frank Sinatra to sing there. Frank Sinatra and Liza Minnelli. Candace, it's great to have you back on the air. We'll do it with some regularity. Thank you, sweetheart.
What do you mean some regularity? I'd like to hear the word regularity.
As opposed to what? No regularity?
Some regularity.
Yes. With regularity. Okay.